Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Doncic, five to shoot. Against Harden, Doncic lines it up.
Good morning, Metroplex. It's Sean, RJ, and Bobby here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. We are even as the Dallas Mavericks get a road win in Los Angeles, even with the return of Kawhi Leonard. When they announced that Kawhi was playing, what was your initial reaction? I was really, really surprised. Then I was like, uh-oh.
I went right to the betting line to see what it was. And it went to Clippers minus 1.5. Four-point jump. It was like 3.5, I think.
And that's what it was the first time.
Showed your faith and dedication in Dallas by betting them immediately?
No, I didn't bet the game. I try to stay away from NBA bets as much as I can. I just don't bet NBA and MLB at all.
Except you made two bets on the series.
Yeah. Those are series bets. Yeah, like the futures I'll do. But individual game bets, I think it's just too hard the way the league is now where it's so three-point shooting dominant. Like, if you're off that night, you're just off. Like, there's no – I think it's very tough to do.
Felt like CJ from San Andreas was like, ah-ish. Here we go again. I was like, here we go.
The movie with The Rock in it?
No, it's the Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. That's the famous quote from CJ in that video game. But the idea being like, okay, all right, he's going to step up. He's going to be available. You had your one shot to win this in the one game that he was going to miss. And now he's going to bounce back, and it's going to be a it's like what we were looking at the other night with Stone coming back for the Golden Knights, where it's like, okay, how hurt were you? You bounced back. You look completely fine now. Great. But ultimately, I mean, he looked like he had rust. I mean, the whole Clippers team looked rusty.
Rank the players in the series in order. 877-881-1053, Franklin Frankel, injury attorney, text line.
Like the way they've played in the series to date or just in general?
In general. The way they will Luka play one, moving forward.
Luka 1, Kawhi 2.
Kyrie,
and then...
Any Kawhi-Kyrie indecision? Or no, you're good?
No, I mean, if Kawhi's... I mean, like, if we're going for the whole course of the year and everything, I'm assuming health, I'll take Kawhi. But then, after Kyrie, it's probably...
It's Paul George.
Or Harden, but either one, they're going to be the next two.
I mean, I think Paul George, and probably Harden next, but I don't know. I mean, Harden's clearly not Harden anymore.
Well, who else would you put above Harden?
PJ Washington, if he shoots like he did last night in the fourth quarter, Sean.
I mean, look, let's just say normal PJ, like you don't know there's an inconsistency. I mean, you might get the next four guys that are Clippers.
Okay. So
right, it might be Kyrie and then any order of Harden, George, Zubats.
Yeah, does Zubats keep playing the way he has been? Yeah. Like, I mean, he's been bullied. I honestly thought zero chance there's an advantage for
the interior.
The Clippers heading into the series with Zubats. Like, either Luka's going to, you know, punish him, or they're going to be able to bounce back with having Lively and Gafford, you know, in a tandem up against Zubats. And he's completely worked them these first two games other than some foul trouble.
Look how much bigger he looks than Gafford. Like, the jump ball yesterday, it was like, okay, Zubats, and then he goes down court, and he's just banging away and just hammering the Mavs big guys. And it's just like, oh my gosh, like he's that much bigger and physically imposing than Lively or Gafford. And Gafford is just getting beat up. I was happy that he came back because when he had the lower back that was bothering him, I was like, uh-oh, this may go ahead and take him out. But I think that that guy is a warrior. But yeah, Luka, Kawhi, Kyrie, Paul George, Harden, I would probably say Zubats.
And then you're going to, then you get an inconsistent guy. Then you get an, you know, either an aging Westbrook or PJ Washington or Gafford when he's, when he's, when he's, when his mind's right. I mean, you get a lot of different, there's a lot of different options there after that. But yeah, I think it's, the top three are pretty set.
I mean, look, I bet a lot of people are going to argue Kyrie over Kawhi on the fan text. I bet.
There might be some, maybe. Like, I mean, but if you're just talking about, we're assuming everybody's healthy. Like, to me, that's still not a discussion.
Okay, but like, you can go ahead, Peyton. Let's see. Let's see if I'm proven correct again.
817 has quite the list: Luka, Kyrie, Harden, Kawhi, PG.
Okay.
Has Kawhi 4. 972 has Luka, Kawhi, Kyrie, PG, Harden, and then Russ is the 6th.
Okay. So I think the lesson in all this is they can be deeper. They can have the better players in terms of a ranking standpoint. But you got the big dog. And we saw the big dog last night in the fourth quarter. You saw the big dog participate defensively. And that is a lot of the leading headlines throughout the entire country. Luka's defense leads the Mavs to a victory. It almost irritates me a little bit to know what he's capable of. And he's like, okay, I'm going to try. I'm going to try defensively in this game. But then you can try to go ahead and give him a pass and say, well, he's got to save it for the offensive end and hitting the dagger threes to beat the Clippers.
Yeah, I mean, when he shows effort, he's not any sort of a black hole out there on defense. Like, there were times, even when, like I'll just take an example from early 2000s, Steve Nash could try, and it didn't really matter. Like, he was going to get worked every single time down the
physically,
floor.
He was limited.
Yeah, Luka's not, like, obviously a, like... speedster. He's not like an agile athlete who can, you know, make a lot of plays athletically, but just his size and his strength that he has, like he is somebody who, if the willingness is there, can be a decent enough defender. And he's done that to this point. And I think that since the trade deadline, you're seeing a more involved and a more motivated Luka on defense. And one who honestly this is the best year, I think, we can say for Luka's conditioning over the course of an entire season that we've seen. And I think it's paying off with the effort.
Did last night feel like a 3-point game or that the Mavs were more in control?
No, I mean, because it was back and forth. Like, the Clippers were up 6 at one point, right? 7.
Yeah, it was late, 7. But did you ever feel like the Mavs, like, okay, we're about to be down 0-2? I never felt like that.
Down 6 in the fourth, yeah. I was like, is this needs to turn around.
Well, I may have been half groggy and not realizing they were about 6.
I was like, 73-67 or something like that?
Yeah, it's like, this needs to turn around pretty quick. But by the end of it, no, Dallas was, like, that was not a 3-point game. I mean, literally, what, Paul George hit, like, one at the very end of the game, a 3 that was a 6-point finish, basically.
Yeah, because it was like, at 73-67, I think the Mavs went like a 16-4 run. And then that basically put it away.
Let's finish up the NBA player poll that came out from The Athletic. Yesterday, we were talking about MVP. They had Luka in a distant third as well. They had LeBron catching MJ as the greatest of all time. They're picking Wembanyama to build their team around. Some of the ones we didn't get to. What's your favorite arena to play in? MSG, with Boston finishing 2nd. What's your least favorite arena to play in? Detroit, followed by Charlotte. And that's because of crowd and attendance.
Malice at the Palace. They'll fight you there.
Despite what the, Denver should be the number one most feared then with the Jokic brothers.
I'm surprised Denver isn't higher because of the elevation.
Least likely to play?
Yeah. I can't imagine most people like to go there.
Which current coach, aside from your own, would you most want to play for? I wanted to see if Kidd would end up high on this list. Spoelstra's one at 20%. Popovich.
Yeah.
Number 2 at 19, despite Bobby's hatred of him.
Well, despite the change in type of player, too. I mean,
yeah,
there's a similarity between him and Belichick, and he ain't winning. He ain't winning without
Tim Duncan. I think players love him, though, a lot more than Belichick was liked by his own players. Mm-hmm. Popovich needs them to go out to dinner with him to justify his wine addiction. So he goes and buys them crazy, elaborate, awesome dinners.
Pop is kind of a jerk, but like it's a jerk to everybody outside. He doesn't seem like he's he doesn't seem like he's too hard on the players themselves.
Steve Kerr 9% that guys would want to play for. Ty Lue 7%. Man, the Ty Lue love with this series is through the roof. Richard Jefferson, out of bounds plays, being a tactician. Then Michael Malone, Doc Rivers at 5%, Jason Kidd 2.3%. Tied with Mike Brown, Will Hardy, Joe Mazzulla, Tom Thibodeau, and Ime Udoka. So there's Jay Kidd only getting 2.3% of the vote. Which current coach, aside from your own, would you least want to play for? Tom Thibodeau destroyed everyone as the most hated. 47%. And Doc was second at 9%.
Ooh.
So there's Doc.
Boy,
that's
quite a reputation to... I mean, he's obviously been in the league for a while, but that means that poll was taken, what, sometime in the last 2 months, and it was enough of an impression for people to go like, geez, I would not want to play for Doc.
Who's going
to
win the championship? 56% of the league voted on Denver. 34% voted on the Celtics. The Clippers came in tied for third with the Oklahoma City Thunder at 2.5%. The Dallas Mavericks got 0.8% of the player vote on winning the championship, tied with the Lakers and the Kings. What letter grade do you give the refs this year? What do you think the players gave the referees?
You could not give them any more than a B.
B plus.
C, 48%. B, 27%. 3% gave them an A. And then 13.5% gave them a D. 8% gave the referees an F. Which letter grade would you give Adam Silver?
A.
46%. 46.2 gave him an A. 46.9 gave him a B. Not one player of the hundreds that they interviewed and talked to, not one gave him a D or an F.
Yeah, he panders.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Look, I mean,
they're not
commissioner in sports.
Worst commissioner?
Yep. Worst commissioner in sports.
Ooh.
The dude is all about pandering to players instead of doing like what is right and healthy for the league.
Well,
the
their numbers that they put out, revenues and attendance and ratings are all up through the roof.
Yeah, so is Caitlin Clark too. I know.
Who is your favorite current non-NBA athlete?
Oh, Bobby, wait for this one.
13% said Lamar Jackson. Caitlin Clark, 6.1%.
Oh, my God. She's second. She finished second, Bobby.
Finished second, and she got her Nike deal.
She got her Nike deal.
You like that?
8 years, $28 million, her own shoe. I was surprised because I was like, wait a second. So I wanted to see what the biggest contract a female athlete has ever gotten from Nike. She wasn't close. Serena got 8 for 55. Maria Sharapova got 8 for 70. She wasn't close.
Well, she shouldn't match Serena. Serena's the greatest of all time.
I'm not saying she should, but
and they're opposite color and race in a sport dominated by white people.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Serena's like
Sharapova got more than Serena did.
Yeah.
That would surprise me.
Blondes.
But also
sex appeal.
To get half. Because what she did...
You thought it would have been higher.
It would have been higher because what... like the now
they can't fake inflate those numbers. Those numbers are going to be what they are.
Unless we were like completely misguided on what the impact of her playing in those games were.
You're kidding.
Because otherwise, idiot. You know, because we watched Caitlin Clark more than we watched Maria Sharapova.
Yes, one NBA player said her game is so pretty to watch. She's so fluid and smooth. I hadn't watched a full game of hers until the tournament. I'd seen little clips and highlights, but watching her against UConn, she definitely made a big fan out of me.
That seems like sexist language, saying her game's pretty to watch. Would you say that about a male player?
Wow.
Would you say Wembanyama's pretty to watch? You male chauvinist pig?
Care to guess who the third most...
If I hit this
third
list,
athlete.
Dan Orlovsky.
No, but who? This goes to show you the European impact on the league.
Oh, Messi?
No.
Go ahead.
Djokovic.
That's not the best part of this.
Huh?
The best part is someone voting for Cousins.
Oh, yeah.
And the quote on Kirk Cousins is, He gets paid and doesn't have to win or doesn't have to do anything. Made $400 million for one playoff win. Legend.
That's the same guy who voted Paul Pierce as the GOAT and Wembanyama is...
Yeah, but at least this is making fun of Cousins.
No, I know, but that's a guy who... That is the same ballot. That
we
guy.
Have breaking news in the world of college football, and were we wrong about the Stars getting outplayed in Game 1? That's next on The Fan. Breaking news in the world of college football that I have never really cared about.
Me neither.
The breaking news is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Reggie Bush is getting his Heisman Trophy back, according to Pete Thamel, with a formal reinstatement of the trophy coming today. The decision comes amid what the Heisman Trust calls enormous changes in the college football landscape. Air high five.
Air high five. What do you do?
Reggie.
Why haven't you cared about...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink... what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Not this either, like me.
Because he already had the trophy without having the trophy. You don't need to have the trophy to have the trophy.
Wrong. This is actually, that's why this matters. That's why it always mattered to take away the Astros trophy. Whenever everybody said, like, who cares? Everybody knows they won. What does it matter if they have it? It clearly matters. And Reggie Bush was the biggest example of that because it mattered to him.
The only thing it matters for is if he could sell it or not. He's the Heisman. We all know. We all saw it. The fans don't root for trophies. They root for memories. That's all that matters.
Yeah, and the memory of you had it taken away from you has lived on longer than Reggie won it.
I would not even...
You wouldn't be mad. Come on. You would be mad if you don't have the Heisman Trophy sitting in your house.
Oh, I would love to have the trophy.
You don't care. So that means you don't care that you don't have a Dallas Mavericks ring because you called the post game. Or you
I mean, I
for
care
it.
From because I would have hocked that thing years ago. Okay? That's all I care about. But, like, yeah, if they were to take away Tennessee's 1998 national championship banner,
yeah.
I'd be like, cool, man. I saw it. I was there. I don't need the banner.
No. Again, it's not the banner. It's you take it away and you vacate it on the record
you
books.
Can't you can't vacate do care. It from my memory. Yeah,
but,
I was at the Fiesta
but you do
Bowl.
Care.
You can't vacate Peerless Price going over top and making Keith Jackson eat his own poop after he just stole the Heisman for Peyton Manning the year before. Okay? You can't take that memory away from me. I was
it
there.
It matters. Are you telling like
that's Cal- not why though I haven't cared about it. I haven't cared about Reggie losing his trophy because like he broke the rules. Like those are the rules at the time. So because of NIL, Reggie's getting the trophy back, like impermissible benefits, and your family wasn't supposed to be getting hooked up.
Yeah, does Dez get to go back to Oklahoma State now?
Taking things behind the scenes. I don't know.
He is the greatest Bush in the history of college, though. Like, and that's something that
I don't know. I could
what
count
are the
a few.
Other candidates?
I don't know. Just he's
no. Go ahead. You may want
out.
To make a little stupid joke. So follow up with it.
So now follow up with your
sports
point. That's exactly my point. There's nobody else even in the realm.
Yeah, oh, that's your point.
I went to college in the 90s. I can name a few.
Yeah. So SMU, right? SMU, like all that should be. retracted with what happened to them.
Yeah, reverse the death penalty.
Yeah, I mean that.
I mean, oh, that's what schools are doing. So SMU, well, like,
So they didn't. I don't
retract it all. Take it back.
They didn't have a championship that they took away from SMU. They gave them the death penalty, which killed the program.
So they should get like 15 more scholarships than everybody else to make up for it.
Like, hey, all that money you just paid to get into the ACC here. Like, yeah, we'll give it back to
you. We'll give it back to you. It's the same premise.
It's the reverse death penalty.
It's the same premise.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Well, it's the same premise in terms of
the landscape has changed.
The landscape has changed.
We should go ahead and make good on the pass with it. It's what you always talk about with your speeding ticket.
If you had a
they don't go back and change. Right. They made the speed limit higher.
Right. If they go back, because I had a speeding ticket 1 year on 114 in Roanoke way back in the day. It was like a 55-mile-an-hour spot, and now it's 65. Should I be able to go back and get that money back?
Yeah. Now, unless you would just want to argue, which many will, it was always stupid to have rules against the impermissible benefits. To give players cars, to illegally recruit, to give houses. If you always thought that, you know, you didn't care about the different advantages that those provided, then you think Reggie should always have the trophy to begin with. But I'm like, okay, those things are like recruiting advantages that some schools can't match and pay.
I mean, look, they were the rules. You got to play by the rules, whether or not you find that. I find some speed limits dumb. But if I get a ticket, like, it's my own fault. Like, I got to own it. I think 0.08 is maybe a little bit too low, right? Maybe it should be 0.09, right? Whatever the number should be.
Okay,
you got to abide by the rules.
Okay, but like, let's take it to a more direct, more controversial one, because I don't think most people care about the speeding ticket one. The idea of like all these, not to get political or legal or whatever else.
You jump
all
the death penalty on
No. All these sentences over like weed. Marijuana.
Yeah.
Like, would you be in favor of reversing them once the law changes? Like, well, we're going to go ahead and reduce your sentence.
Yes.
So that's more the comparison for a sports. And obviously, it's a much more, the gravity behind that is bigger than a Heisman Trophy. But I think it's the same sort of thought process.
Yeah.
I don't have an issue with that. It goes back to like what rules did Reggie break himself? Like, you know, what did he specifically break?
Yeah.
Versus I think it was the school gave his parents a house or something like that. All right. Okay. That now that's obviously a problem. Is that Heisman Trophy worthy?
Yeah. Are we going to go back and
they acted like he was the only Heisman Trophy winner that ever took impermissible benefits.
What happened with the Fab Five? Did they get anything taken away off the record
banner,
books?
Yeah. Their banners taken down. The Final Four.
Put them back up then.
Yes.
Put back
because
up.
Guess what? I don't need the UMass doesn't need
undo
a
the timeout that Chris Weber
taken
called.
Down.
Undo all of it. Put it back. We deserve it all. Everybody deserves it all back.
That's the breaking news. Reggie Bush is going to get his Heisman. What?
I can't read. I genuinely did not mean to laugh. Somebody on the fan text said something bad.
Deion Sanders getting attacked over clicks.
Boy, is he. So Dan Lanning, the head coach at Oregon, had the...
Rooted in substance.
Had the
not
fantastic...
Flash.
He was like, come on in, ABC cameras, before Colorado and Oregon
played
each other.
It was a really good quote.
He's like, come on in. I'm going to give this fiery pregame speech. And he hit him with the line. He hit Colorado with the line. He goes, they're fighting for clicks. We're fighting for wins. It's different. And it was like, oh boy. So the other day... The Colorado Buffaloes lost a massive recruit. Cormani McClain, who was the top-graded corner high school recruit coming out in 2023. Big-time commitment that Deion got. He announced that he's entering the transfer portal. It was a big miss for them. And he dropped a line that seemed very reminiscent when he posted a social media video talking about why he was transferring.
Changed the narrative of everyone's thinking on my name. Be a part of a real and a great program that's going to impact me at my best ability. And yeah, ready to get to a new place and get to work. Yeah, I feel like I just don't want to play for clicks. I actually want to be involved with a great leading program that's going to develop players.
Don't want to play for clicks.
Ooh. So he drops the Dan Lanning line. So to me, like, it's one thing when Deion is flipping the roster upside down on his own. And going like, oh, I'm changing the culture and I'm doing things different like that. When you're talking about a big time prospect that just bought into your whole messaging a year ago, bails on the program, and he's quoting Dan Lanning's hit 'em up diss track that he dropped in a locker room before they beat your ass on national television. That's a problem. That's a massive, massive L for Deion and the whole like perspective of what he's building there.
Yeah, and look, does Deion really care? I mean, yeah, you don't want to lose a good player. That said, he'll find somebody else in the portal to get him. Like that's kind of how Deion operates. But it is kind of a mess over there. For all the publicity, it is kind of a mess. Like they've got a first round draft pick quarterback, and they can't win in the Pac-12.
Dude, I mean, like, so they just announced
first year,
just yesterday, Dylan Edwards, who is one of the big stars along with Travis Hunter and Shedeur Sanders of that opening game against TCU. He scored like 3 touchdowns. His workload lightened the rest of the way, but Dylan Edwards, the running back, he announced that he was entering the transfer portal. And Dylan Edwards was a 4-star recruit who had been committed to Kansas State for a long time. When Deion got to Colorado, he flipped because Deion coached him in youth football. So now you're talking about people that Deion has known since like middle school that he has relationships with going like, I want out of here. In fact, the top 4 running backs on their depth chart in Colorado have all entered the transfer portal.
4?
All of the top 4 running backs on their depth chart have hit the portal.
Maybe the Cowboys can grab one.
Well, I mean, they are going to have Shedeur here, and Deion's going to be coaching.
Arkansas is going to get him.
Oh, Jerry's going to.
Yeah, Jerry's
going to. He's paying for Arkansas basketball.
He
doesn't give a damn about throwing another Matt Jones out for the Arkansas football team.
Brett Boone will join us at 9:20 to talk about the Rangers and his brother getting tossed because of a fan here on your home of the World Series champs. He is the host of the Brett Boone podcast and Odyssey Original. Brett Boone, 9:20 hump day edition. PK Subban on the Pat McAfee Show said the Stars wasted a big opportunity in game 1.
Well, for any Dallas fan that's complaining about anything, you shouldn't be complaining about anything, because last night you had an opportunity to win game 1 on home ice. Thompson was letting everything but beach balls in left, right, and center, and they couldn't capitalize on it. So, you know, listen, there's still the game within the game. I don't care how your roster looks. You still got to go out and play, right? You still got to go out and execute. And Vegas, for me, you know what? They did everything within the rules. So you can't – listen, whether it's his spleen, his back, I'm going to tell you, last year people had an issue with it. I've had back injuries in my career. Nobody's figured out backs. You can put surgery.
Football hasn't either.
No one's figured them out. Exactly. No one's figured them out. So you can't sit here and tell me that the player's not injured or he's faking it or whatever. That's insane. You can't say that in a contact sport. I mean, this is the toughest sport. I think Mark Stone's proven that he's pretty tough and that he's a winner and he's a gamer. So you can't do that. And Vegas, listen, they utilized the system. They brought in the right players. Listen, you can free up the cap space and bring in the wrong players too. So you got to give that. You got to give their organization credit for how they've continued to make this team better year in and year out.
You know, they are the better team.
That's the second. Hagelin talked about this yesterday. About how, like, he thought the Stars were the better team in game 1. And I was like, really? I didn't feel or see that. I know there was a lot of talk about that in the second period. Hagelin knows more hockey than I do. But
second half of the third. So, like, within the last 8 minutes, I thought they were better. But also, how much of that was, you know, Vegas was trying to hang on. They didn't want to get caught because they had gotten caught twice already in this game. Once in transition, Ben got open, and then there was a turnover in their own zone. I don't think Vegas was trying to push the issue, and I don't think they were actually trying to get, you know, to score. They were trying to hold on.
I just feel like none of us came in saying, they stole one. Vegas stole it. We said they deserved it.
Moneypuck.com, Sean, it said expected goals, 3.5 for the Stars, 3 for the Golden Knights. I think that matters. I'm just saying, Moneypuck, Sean.
I think some of that may have been because the Stars...
The Stars got
scored on even strength goals, right?
I don't know. Stars got equal with expected goals like 20 minutes in the game. I know plenty. Here's what I do know. Listen to PK Subban talk, by the way. He does have the voice and the delivery of one of these guys of like, call my bet line to get my free parlay pick today.
The Dallas Cowboys reveal their Dak plan yesterday in that whatever you want to call the press conference that took place on this radio station? Next, and below the belt right here on The Fan. The great Bobby Belt. Go pop a pill.
You ruined the morning show.
Don't make me take off my belt.
My belt.
We're not. Who will blink first? Jerry Jones doesn't seem like it's going to be him. He says, no siree. I'm willing to stand in, let the leaves fall. Boy, he's making a lot of, like, you got the all-in, chips fall where they may, the leaves fall where they may.
Yeah.
He is big in the analogies and the references and everything else this year.
All right, so y'all talked me into the leaves falling when it comes to paying and extending Dak, CeeDee, and Micah being about the other players throughout the league.
Mm-hmm.
So let's take each one real quick. So the leaves falling for Dak. Would that be Jared Goff getting high 40s, low 50s, and then going to Prescott and saying, that's your number?
That's a leaf. Yes, I absolutely. I mean, you're in the same position. You're a starter, same draft class. And look, here's what's going to happen. Now, Dak's agents may say they don't care, but like this is if I was the Joneses, I'd be like, this guy's been to two NFC championship games and a Super Bowl, and he's only getting 50, whatever it is.
Right. Why would you get 60?
Why would you get 60? Like if I was negotiating against Dak,
yeah,
that's exactly what I would say. And if I was Dak's agent, I would say, well, you know, this, and this.
I'm better than him.
What is this, and this? I want you to make the argument for Dak against Jared Goff right now, Chop.
Well, I'm in more commercials than Jared. And,
no, you know what? You know what he's going to go in there and say?
I'm more injured than Jared.
You know what
and I lose to Green Bay more often than Jared.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So you asked, Bobby.
I come up smaller in playoff games, so I need the more money.
No. You know what? Todd France would say genuinely if they tried to throw Jared Goff at him, he would say, oh, the quarterback that Sean McVay said, I can't win with this guy, and he purged him? Doesn't matter. Does not matter.
Okay.
You're talking about a quarterback that you have chosen. I'm saying what he would say. He said, this is a guy that you didn't walk away from. You invested, and you've determined, like, the Rams, one organization has already said, I can't do anything with that guy. A team that then, by the way, after purging him, won a Super Bowl.
I think that's a dumb argument.
They would come at it with, like, look, if you want to talk, when that Hembo article you sent us, where it's like
ESPN producer.
Yeah. The flaw in that sort of thing is, you know who also falls under that then as a failure, a miss in that list? Amari Cooper, Khalil Mack, guys like that, because it's like, well, you couldn't come to a deal, you get traded. If Micah were to get traded sometime in the next year, he'd be considered a failed pick.
Oh, there's absolutely flaws in that list. And I'm going through it for tomorrow for things to look at, because like if you take number one picks out overall, it changes the whole thing.
So let's look at the Leafs, the CD Leaf.
I believe they're Leaves, not Leafs.
Leaves, shut up.
Unless it's Toronto.
Unless it's Toronto.
The
Maple
Leafs. Then Stephen Jones said, you don't think the agents for CD, Jamar Chase, and Justin Jefferson are talking? Let's go through those Leaves and how that would affect the Cowboys' offer to Lamb. Because to me, when Justin Jefferson gets his money, CD, that's a more expensive price tag. Unless the Cowboys, which they would be right to say, go and be like, yo, man, you're not Justin Jefferson, so you got to come in right under. So Justin Jefferson is going to get 32 to 35. That's what we're thinking.
I would, oh, I no. Was... 37.
37?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Because if you talk about percentage of the cap growing, he's going
to
be.
So here's what, why here's in what Tyreek the hell would you want to wait for that? Now, Lamb's not going to get 37 or more than that, but then he's going to be like, okay, well, then I want 34. Because right now the leapfrog is what, 31, 32? So why would they want the Justin Jefferson leaf to fall? Answer that for
right,
me. That makes zero sense to me.
It may not be the Jefferson leaf. They may want the Jamar Chase.
Well, guess what? Jamar Chase is going to get more than Lamb.
You think so?
At the very least, I mean, people would put Jamar over CD.
I don't think right now. I think a lot of people would have CD. I think more people would say CD over Jamar right now. Not Justin, but Jamar.
Okay. So let's say Jamar gets 30. But you don't know. Since he may be like, we love you. So 34.
Then Lamb gets
34 instead of, again, what's the high market API right now for wideout?
It's Tyreek Hill at 30.
Okay. But offer him 32.
It's because they look at it and they say Tyreek got 30 in 2022 or whatever it was.
And the cap
has grown to this amount. So Tyreek's 30 in today's NFL is 36. And if Jefferson is better than Tyreek, like if that's what Jefferson's people are going to argue, they're going to say, I need 1 million more than what Tyreek would get in today's NFL. So that would be 37. And then CD would say, okay, that has fallen. I need 35. I'll come in under Tyreek and I'll come in under Jefferson, but I need 35.
Micah? What's the Micah leaf?
That's a boast.
Micah is the leaf for everyone else. That's the concerning thing right there is that, you know, you may be waiting on that one because you don't know if you like exactly what you want to do with that.
Their whole premise, from my understanding, which could be wrong, is let's let a deal come in lower than what we think. The NFL is telling us what the next numbers are going to be. It's the most predictable APY in any sport, except for the NBA when you can go to max. Like, we know it's going to be higher, but for some reason their thinking is, no, let's let the number come in possibly lower so that we can offer lower. But I'm like, no, it's going to come in higher, and then Lamb's agent is going to match it or go higher and end up costing you. That's what I do not understand.
I wonder this. Like, let's just say the Cowboys sign Micah right now, as opposed to in 2 years, when the cap goes up and his percentage of the cap would go up. Let's say they sign him right now to whatever the number, $1 million over the top edge rusher that there is.
Yeah.
In 2 years... would he not want to hold out? Would he not want to renegotiate? Because, well, my percentage of the cap is now too low. So you'd be stuck paying anyway? Would that not work?
No, because people generally, like those holdouts don't typically happen once you've got your, it's kind of just an unspoken agreement of like, hey, you're going to play ball with like the growth of the cap and get paid. And so that's why quarterbacks don't, Dak at $40 million now, as much as nobody wants to hear this, I'm sorry, Dak relative to the market is underpaid now.
Yes.
Like that's the reality of it.
So here's the other thing.
No matter if you think he's the guy or not, people out there, I know there are people out there on the fan text freaking out. Understand, relative to the market, he's become underpaid. And that's always the expectation when you sign something, which is why it's good to get it done.
Does Dak really want a contract now?
I don't know that Dak really wants a contract here. He might be evaluating that.
Let's say he did. Because wouldn't he get more money next year? And he's like, I'll take my whatever my number, $46 million this year. And I could sign today for 58.
They don't,
or
think
I could wait a year and I could sign for 65 or 70.
They don't think the cap's going to explode next year like it did this year.
Not if you.
It's going to be a lot more modest growth.
And if you go 10-7, the rest of the league may not be falling over themselves to pay you high 50s.
Maybe not, but find me the quarterback that's won 10 games 4 years in a row.
I mean, I will always point to it, the quarterback position. Remember, you had somebody who hadn't played in a year and a half, was completely rusty, was coming off essentially rape allegations, and ended up getting paid the most guaranteed money in the history of the NFL and had two first-round draft picks traded for him. Like, people are always going to go after a quarterback, to me. Like, that's kind of how it falls down. But and that's not Dak I'm talking about. I'm talking about with the Watson thing, when everything went down with Deshaun Watson. And so, Jerry yesterday, this is Cut 17. If you're wondering why they're waiting a little bit, sometimes it's just because Jerry's going to do things when he pleases.
I've spent my life being an option quarterback, and I can go right out to the damn sideline and still leave a pitch in me. So I can do that, and that's just a style that you have. And so you never know. You might give money to somebody that you shouldn't have given it to. You got two or three of those names around here for me? I've been reading about them all week. So I know they're out there. And I shouldn't have handed it off as quick. Should have gone on out and seen a few more. See some more defense before I either pitched it or kept it. So to say that you're not working on it and going is not the right answer. What they differ with you is your style. Because it's on your mind, it'd be madness not to know that the contracts are ahead. I want to see a few more cards played, candidly. If you got trouble with when the timing is around here, it's because I'm not ready to go.
Ooh. Reference a couple of other things, like we may be willing to wait and want to see players perform. He brought that up. And then he brought up the Randy Gregory thing. He didn't say Gregory. It was Gregory, where he's talking about we traded out Randy's salary. Sometimes you may want two or three players for that one salary at the same exact position. And I'm like, okay, who does that apply to here? Who are you threatening?
Right.
Not a serious threat.
No, but like when he said pie a couple years ago, who are you trying to stress with your pie comment?
Who was that directed towards yesterday? Are you saying like we don't have to pay CeeDee Lamb that money? We can get three players for Lamb. We can get three players for that. We can get three players for Micah. They ain't applying to any of them. Unless maybe it's number four. It ain't applying to the other two. Don't be suggesting any Randy Gregory analogy for them. I don't know who else he's talking about.
No, I mean, like, if you don't have Dak around, you're using a rookie quarterback and you're gonna get a ton of players because you're gonna save $60 million. Now there's gonna be a production drop off. Like it'll be growing pains. You're probably resetting the entire roster at that point.
There was a couple years ago, I know one of the factors here people have talked about is Todd France and the negotiation with France and how ugly that one got. And look, the Cowboys historically have not been big fans of Todd France, even before this negotiation. That he's just somebody who can be kind of a pain in the ass. That's why he's good at his job. But his agent, Todd France, is like the anti-Drew Rosenhaus. He does not put himself out there. He does not talk to many people. If Todd France was sitting across from you at a football game, you probably wouldn't recognize him. And that's the way that he wants it. But in 2007, shortly after the draft, in 2017, he gave an interview to Zach Klein at WSB-TV in Atlanta. That's one of the guys that he is close with. And I thought it was relevant to flashback to this clip while we're talking about Dak's negotiation and how ugly things went last time. This was Todd France talking about just because a negotiation, a big-time negotiation with a team went sour the last time, that is completely in a vacuum and it will not apply to future negotiations with that team.
Obviously, emotions can take over, but it's business and you can't keep one negotiation that may have gone bad and have that bring that back up into the next negotiation. I think you learn from it. You learn team styles, you learn team's tactics, how they go about things. So you're prepared for knowing what could potentially happen for the next situation, but holding grudges and all that kind of stuff. No. And I'm not a big fighter in the contract negotiations. I will say I don't agree with basically everything that they say, and they don't agree with anything we say, but we find the right way to work through it and to find the happy mediums to make sure that, you know, we feel like we won and they feel like they got the player that they needed.
So Todd France says, if you're worried about any holdover from ugly negotiations a couple years ago, no, clean slate. But he is going to remember how you negotiated last time, and he's going to adjust accordingly.
Below the belt with the NFL draft tomorrow. Path to the draft brought to you by Pluckers and Zero Res. Is history telling us that we're wrong about our Mavs over Clippers predictions? Final hour, hump day edition, as the Mavs win game two. Next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.